Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship. The scriptures that I will be reading are as follows. 2 Samuel 22, verses 21 to 29. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 10. The Gospel Luke 18, 9 to 14. The opening hymn, 381. The closing hymn, 376. And just a reminder again, those who want to set up an appointment for Holy Communion may do so Monday through Thursday. Just give me a call and we'll make the arrangements to have communion here at Zion, okay? We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thee thanks for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou art only holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who art always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give us more than we either deserve or desire, pour down upon us the abundance of thy mercy, forgiving us those things whereof we our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, but only through the merits and the mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Old Testament reading, 2 Samuel 22, verses 21 to 29. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands he hath recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments are before me, and as far as his statutes I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness, he is in his eyes sight. With the merciful thou shalt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. So far. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 10. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, and then all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than all of them. And yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. So far. The gospel which is the basis for my sermon this morning St. Luke chapter 18, 9 to 14. And Jesus spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. He said, God, I thank thee that I am not, as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. The publican, standing afar off, would not even lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So far. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. There were two classes of people that stood out very prominently during the early life of our Savior: the Pharisees and the publicans. The Pharisees claimed salvation as a right on two grounds. First, because they belonged to the chosen race. Secondly, because they obeyed the code of laws, many which they themselves devised. At the same time, they harshly condemned all other people, even those of their very own race who neglected to observe all the ordinances of the law. The publicans, well, they were tax collectors of the Roman government, often taking more what was required, and they were hated as servants of a hated foreign government, enemies of the religion of their fathers. In this morning's gospel, Jesus pictures to us these two classes going up into the temple to pray. The Pharisee, with his spiritual pride, goes with measured steps into the temple. He arranges his prayer robe, and he looks around, and his face darkens with a scowl as he observes a publican in a distant corner. And now he prays. But there is no pleading for mercy and forgiveness of sin. Although addressing God, he is praying with himself rather than to God. His prayer is a recital of his own piety. When he says, I thank thee, God, he's not thanking God for the grace that he has received, but rather invites the Almighty to join him in his self-admiration by which he is lifted up. With what satisfaction heaven must be with one who fasted twice a week, gave tithes of all they possessed. On the other hand, the publican takes his place afar off, feeling his unworthiness in the presence of the other worshipers. He would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, realizing his sinfulness in the house of God, the holy and righteous God. But he smote upon his breast, thereby indicating how his sin pained him in his heart. And then in a short but all-expressive prayer, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went home justified rather than the other. This is the verdict of Christ that he passes on both. Now, justified according to the scripture means declared free from sin. The Pharisee, trusting in himself as being righteous, is condemned. The publican, realizing and confessing his sin, is declared righteous. let's look more closely at the picture Christ draws of the publican. He and the Pharisee went into the temple to pray. The Pharisee went there for self-gratisfaction, while the publican was driven there by the feeling of his sinfulness and longing for the forgiveness of his sins. The picture of the publican drawn by Christ shows how deep and how sincere his conviction of his sinfulness was. And the publican standing afar off, he is in the house of God, the holy and righteous God, and he is an unclean sinner. It is in the temple of God where God's people meet, and he thinks that he is unworthy of mingling with such believers. He would not even lift up his eyes unto heaven. This sinner, feeling his sin and guilt, is ashamed of his many misdeeds and regards himself as utterly unworthy to come into the presence of God. But he smote upon his breast. There in his heart was the seat of his sinfulness, for out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. There was a pain that he felt over his many sins, simply saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Here, in 7 brief words, we have the confession of the publican. How short and how expressive. We seem to look into his very heart. He is in the house of God, and he's a sinner. Yes, the sinner. He is honest with himself by being honest with God. The Pharisee had no conviction of sin because he had not come to God. His God was himself, his pride, his own righteousness. The publican saw in himself nothing but his sin in the presence of God. How selfish, how wicked he had been, how he had offended the holy and righteous God. And notice also, there are no excuses for his sins in any form whatever. No circumstances such as great temptations, but just as I am. A sinner. He merely says sinner. Not a repentant sinner, not a praying sinner, not a sinner that intends to mend his sinful life, but only a sinner. This publican comes to God's house, comes to him in prayer, appeals to him for mercy, and trusts in his mercy. We have here with the publican a true picture of repentance, that change of heart and mind which is demanded and absolutely necessary to all. Because without repentance, true and genuine, no forgiveness of sin, no heaven and salvation. And we must mark well the emphatic declaration of Christ. He says, I tell you, I, the Savior and Judge. He who was about to give himself as a ransom for sinful mankind and thus procure for all forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. I tell you, and my word shall stand forever. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Assurance of the forgiveness of sins, therefore, rests and must rest entirely on the promise of God. For it is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. May this be our faith and our confession to the very end. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with you here and extend itself in the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as it becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached for the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn 376.